The people of Peshawar in North Pakistan have begun burying their children after yesterday's massacre at a school for the sons and daughters of military personnel. 132 boys and girls, some as young as 10, were murdered by the Pakistani Taliban. 9 of their teachers also died. Mourners crowded around coffins bedecked with flowers, while other families waited at hospitals, still trying to find out if their children are alive or dead. This woman told how her friend's daughter had gone into the boys' part of the school to find her brother.
But all of a sudden, since the Taliban, those terrorists, noticed that a girl had entered the building, they started, you know, firing gunshots again. And she was caught amidst that firing. And all of a sudden, all her clothes were washed up in blood. And she was wise enough to pretend that she was dead so that they turned their attention away. And they moved into another classroom. And this is how she managed to escape, because they thought she was dead and she managed to escape from the back door. But she went there to get her brother, and there's still no news of him. She couldn't find him.
Well, just before we came on air, we got through to Peshawar and I spoke to journalist Gossam Nauman. He told me what had been happening over the past few hours there.
Peshawar today woke up after the incredible tragedy of yesterday with a sense of almost numb and quiet over the city. Many businesses in some of the city's biggest markets are closed. Most schools are closed. In fact, according to an announcement by the provincial government, all schools will be closed for 3 days in mourning. The funerals for the victims of yesterday's Taliban attack have begun. Some children have been buried, and these funerals have been thronged by not only family and loved ones, but also by well-wishers from the neighborhoods across the city, classmates. Heartbreaking scenes that are expected to continue further into the day as more and more such funerals are held.
And are people, they're clearly in mourning, are they still very much in shock as well that an attack of this magnitude could happen against their children?
Indeed, there is a sense of shock that still hasn't subsided, which is an important thing to consider, because Peshawar is not unfamiliar with such terrorist attacks. In fact, since the beginning of the war in Afghanistan in 2001, the city has seen dozens, if not hundreds, of attacks of all kinds. But the fact that the Taliban went after a school, attacked children, and killed over 100 of them has left the city that is so used to pain in shock.
It's far from clear the relationship between the military, the intelligence service, the government, and many aspects of the Taliban. In many cases, the Taliban are used by the authorities as assets in some cases.
That indeed is a narrative that that prevails in many parts of Pakistan and its classes. But you know, when we spoke to people on the street, to students of all ages, of parents, this did not come up. In fact, there was almost universal support for the military to go against the Taliban, and we didn't. At least in the last 48 hours, we haven't got the impression that the people are of the city are in any way confused about the link between the two or any kind of collusion.
So you're getting a clear message that the people there want the army to continue their attacks against the Taliban. They don't think that what happened yesterday was too high a price to pay for taking this action against the militants.
Indeed, everyone we've spoken to, everyone we've heard, in fact, every voice in this country at the moment, at least in the mainstream, is united in calling for action against the militants. And the narrative as far as the price is concerned is interesting, because it's what people are saying now is that this is too high a price to pay, and this is not a price that we want to pay again, which is all the more reason for the government and the military to take even more intense action against these militant groups.
The Taliban say that they did what they did yesterday in direct retaliation for these army attacks against their people, and they say their children have been killed as well in those attacks. Is that the case?
It's almost impossible to verify these claims because the areas in which the military operation is taking place is off limits to journalists. So what you have are two competing sets of claims, where the army claims that it carries out precise strikes with the intent is to minimize collateral damage, when the Taliban claimed that very few of their members have been killed, and most of those who have been victim to the army's aerial and ground attacks have been innocent people.
Just finally, Gossam, do you believe that this attack is a turning point for Pakistan?
Well, it's difficult to say. It certainly appears that way in the initial 24 hours after this attack happened. But we've seen the church bombing in the same city last year, where over 100 people were massacred by Taliban suicide bombers. We saw the airport attack in Karachi, which was brazen and audacious, also killed dozens of people. So we've had several of these attacks. But what seems different this time is the fact that children were killed by Taliban mercilessly, methodically. The bodies were on camera, seen by everyone in the country who had access to a television. So there does seem to be the kind of unified consensus against the Taliban that we haven't seen in a while. So it could prove to be a turning point, but again, that's something that, of course, would play out over the next few weeks and months.
That was journalist Gossam Nauman talking to me a little bit earlier from Peshawar in Pakistan.